BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello. And now a weekend.
Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Nicole Scherzinger.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Welcome back to Radio 1. Ooh. Now, the last time I saw you was at Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle.
Yes.
Which seems like ages ago now.
I know.
And we kind of did a bit of filming together, and I think that you were... I was some kind of superhero, and you were like, oh, Scott, thanks for saving me. I can't really remember. Mm. Do you remember that?
Mm.
No.
No, I blocked it out of my memory. Yeah, yeah.
This is all for the Radio 1 movie that is being made at the moment. More on that to follow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Since then, loads has happened, including, of course, being a judge on X Factor USA.
Mm-hmm.
How's Simon?
Fabulous.
I miss him a bit.
I just got here and I'm still getting work text right now saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. I'm like,
oh, really?
Okay, I know.
Is he on all the time?
Yeah, always.
Right.
We're mentoring the contestants now, and when I'm not like in the studio, I'm with my contestants 24/7 working with them. And so now we did our first live show. I flew here and I'm probably going to Skype with my contestants tonight.
All right. So you're going to be on Skype with them later.
Yeah.
So you're still in touch with them.
Yes, I need to be because I need to help prepare them for next week.
I love the US X Factor.
You do?
I think it's so good.
Oh, good. I hear great things about the UK X Factor as well.
Yeah, it's good. You're going on this weekend, right?
Yes, I'm performing the new single.
Yeah. That's going to be a bit odd because you're kind of like on the American one all the time. And then because you did ours last year, then you're going to come.
I'm not going to be guest judging or anything. Yeah. I'll just be performing, which is what I'm like most comfortable
Is it hard being the other female judge on the panel when Paula's there? Because obviously Simon's worked with her for years.
No, it's really good. It takes the pressure off of me because I know that she's got my back and she's been doing this for a decade with Simon. So, and she's also there to protect me from his bite and his bark.
What kind of thing does he text you? Just like, do this, do that, do this.
Yeah, he just wants me to make sure I continue to be engaged and working with the contestants. He's always on thinking about, you know, making the show the best. So
he cares.
I was like, I got it.
I know.
I know.
Do you text back in capitals? Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I saw your... we saw the Judges' Houses episode here last week with you and Enrique.
Yes.
Was that your actual house?
I don't know. You have to come over and check it out and see.
I like it when they're like, judges' houses. And then it's like, and Simon is in France.
And it's
like,
the biggest mansion in the world.
Fancy that.
You shouldn't invite him because he will turn up. David Hasselhoff once said, come to my house. And Scott's like, yes. Turns up with a TV crew for like a week. Makes a documentary out of it.
Yeah, I did do that once. But then the Hoff meant it, you know?
I'm going to mean it. If I have a place here, then you can.
Okay, good.
Can come.
That place, wherever it was, it in Malibu?
Yes.
It looked incredible.
It didn't have the best view. Didn't it have the best view?
Yeah.
My place has
your place.
The best view.
You and Enrique work well together, though. Really
well,
good.
We've known each other. We've been label mates forever. Mm. And then we did our song Heartbeat together, so he's like a bro.
Did he take you metal detecting?
No.
No.
Oh, I've done that with him.
Yeah.
Is it crazy? Also,
have you ever danced with him?
No.
I have.
It was uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable.
It was awful.
Do you remember it fondly?
I do, actually. There is still a video on the Radio 1 website. We had to dance to Hero together in there.
Oh, wow. That sounds romantic.
It certainly was.
Everyone just sat around watching and filming again.
Yeah, one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life so far. And are you loving Steve Jones?
Steve's doing a great job hosting. Yeah. I'm proud of him, and he's doing great. I never really get to see him because I'm always working, but I'll see him like when I'm at the judges' table. Yeah. We give each other a thumbs up.
Because weren't you supposed to be the host?
Yes. Originally, I started out as the host, and then we were like the hosting duo, the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
And then I left to go. Simon asked me to be a judge, and I was elated.
Yeah, really good.
But he's got it. He's like, this is what he does.
Yeah, he knows.
Mia was like, wah, 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 wah.
Have you not done presenting before?
No, not really.
Oh.
I'm always going to be the most natural on stage when I'm singing.
Yeah, yeah. Should we play the song?
I'd love you to play
the
song.
We'll talk a bit in a minute. So the song is Try With Me.
Yes.
Out soon.
It's out Sunday.
Out on Sunday.
And if you got to check out the video. It's a really special video. I shot it in this remote place in Mexico.
I saw your Twitter that you were in Mexico doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely survived, but came out alive.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe that's bad press for Mexico. Let's turn this corner. No. No, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I just shot in the middle of this rainforest with all this surreal architecture from the 1930s. It was beautiful.
Cool. Okay. And you've got an album coming out too.
I'm repackaging Killer Love. With at least 4 new songs on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it that you still enjoy hearing your songs on the radio.
I love it. I get so excited. Yeah. Every time I hear a song of mine on the radio, it's like listening to it for the first time on the radio.
Wow.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. We're just saying, the standard of American X Factor is so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Our vocalist and the talent on there is unbelievable.
Yeah. We have a man that you need to look out for on ours called Johnny Robinson. Now, this wouldn't happen in the US version, I don't think.
I'm Johnny Robinson. I'm 45 years old. I'm from Harrow in London. I look all right. I don't look ugly, do I? Well, I know I'm ugly. If I get any further in this, I get myself some Botox.
That's Johnny.
I'm not in a relationship. I live on my own. Bed set. Or I should say studio. That sounds better, doesn't it? No, it's flat. Small flat. Small flat. Is that better? Because it sounds so scummy, doesn't it?
Well, he's bubbly, isn't he?
Yeah. You'll meet him on. You'll meet him on. What are you on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You'll meet Johnny.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'll give him a big hug.
Neither can he. I went to the X Factor house the other day to DJ, and he was saying that he was very much looking forward to seeing you.
Oh well.
Yeah. He said if he gets to the final, he wants to perform with you. So just putting that down for future reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to think about what song we would do together.
That's right. Now let's not forget Nicole Scherzinger. Without you, there would be no One Direction. The band.
Thank you.
It's true.
I'll take that credit.
Yeah. And they are the biggest band here right now.
They're ginormous.
Yeah.
I was in the States in New York, and I was doing some DJing, and I presented their new single. And I was like, wow, they're massive.
Are they playing it in America?
Yes.
Really?
Patting myself on the back.
Yeah, you should. Because you put those boys together.
And they're brilliant.
Really good.
You're welcome, Simon Cowell.
Wasn't there some dispute about who put them together?
I don't know. I think we put them together. Simon and I both put them together. But coming from a group, I said, I don't know if you all put groups together, but I said, wow, they're too good to send them home. But we can't have them all separate solo, you know, because of their age and everything. I was like, they're gorgeous. Girls are going to love them. So let's put them in a group.
And now, this year, everyone's being put together.
Yeah.
And it's not always working for me.
It's not always working.
You know what I mean?
You got it right with One Direction, though.
Incredibly right. But then I think because of that, now I think that, you know, it's happening a bit too much, I think. Anyway, enjoy X Factor. Say hi to Johnny for me on the weekend.
I sure will.
Now, last time I spoke to you, you were saying that the people around you are brilliant. And you wake up as the plane lands and they tell you what country you're in.
Yes.
Is that still happening?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we now? London. Okay. You must have so many air miles.
I do. I do have a lot of air miles.
You're always on a plane.
I'm always on the plane, but I like being on the plane because no one can get a hold of you. That's when you can actually sleep or catch up on music or put ideas down. You're like in your own little world.
So you quite enjoy
it. And then I have dinner. I have a date with myself. It's amazing. You have the first course, then the second course, and you just listen to music, and you just look outside. You're flying in the sky, up in the clouds.
Yeah, no one can get you on the phone.
It's beautiful.
You quite like it.
And the food is amazing on airplanes.
Isn't it yummy?
We're obsessed with airplane food.
Yeah.
Is that scary? Because I am too.
Yeah, but whole websites on it.
The bread is warm, people.
I know. Well, the thing is, you probably have different food to the ones we have. We're talking about the ones that are like in that little package.
Oh.
That's not really actual food. Well, it is food, but you know what I mean? It's kind of like congealed egg.
Oh.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking about like the caviar.
Oh, right, yeah.
OMG.
That's fabulous.
Smoked salmon.
Champagne.
We're talking about sausage and mash and a bread roll in a little plastic thingy.
In a small carton.
Yeah. Keeping it real. Yeah.
Keeping it real, that's it.
I can hang with that.
And you get a bed to sleep on as well.
Yeah,
well, not we don't, but you do. So it must be good. Yeah.
And sometimes you get like an apple sauce or a pudding or
there's normally a custard thing.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
Yum.
Do you put the sign on that says wake me for food?
No. I don't put the sign on, I just tell them. I was like, can you just wake me up if you guys are gonna serve food?
I'm trying to get an idea of your life. Do you have like staff that live in your house?
No, I don't. I'm pretty simple.
Okay.
I mean, I have an assistant usually with me always everywhere and they wake me up, but I'm not Simon Cowell where they wake me up with a perfect brew of cappuccino or something.
Yeah. Because he apparently doesn't get up to like midday.
He works late, doesn't he?
He works really late.
Till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
At least.
But then I heard he gets up and watches cartoons for like an hour.
Yeah, he likes cartoons, he says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then has a bath.
I guess so.
And then goes to work.
Someone bathes him.
I love how much you know about Simon.
I know, I'm obsessed with him, you know that.
He puts it out there. He also does that vitamin injection thing in his veins.
What?
I guess he injects vitamins into his veins, I don't know.
Oh, I've heard about that before, like B vitamins and stuff.
Oh, I thought that was for the tan.
No, it's just like, instead of taking a tablet, I think like posh rich people just use
Do they?
Get a doctor's injection instead.
Amazing.
I'm still cool with the tablet. I'm still down with the tablets. still sticking to the vitamin C.
Because I know people, like some people have cleaners in every day and people who come in to cook, they have chefs and that.
No. I don't.
I think that's the first thing I would do if I was really rich, get a cook.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what I mean? Just someone to like be there all the time. Just cook me this.
Especially after your soup incident earlier in the week.
Oh dear, that wasn't good. I tried to make some soup and I can't cook at all. And it went really wrong.
Well, you heated it up and then you put it in the blender and you forgot to click the blender so that when you lifted it off, it just went all over the surface and all over the floor.
I can imagine that Nicole's had the same problem before.
No,
what,
never.
The kitchen looks like it's been covered in vomit.
It was awful.
No.
The picture's still on our Facebook.
Stick to salad next time.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It's really nice to see you today.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in with the single. And good luck on Sunday with X Factor.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Good luck with Johnny.
And then you're straight. And then when's the live show in America? Is it next?
As soon as I do X Factor on Sunday, perform, I fly straight to go work with my contestants straight off the plane.
Wow.
And then we have our next live shows are Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
In LA. Go on, get about, don't you?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Nicole Scherzinger on Radio 1.
Yay,
thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.